As God speaks to each and every one of us, He speaks to us in an individual way. Now, the way God will speak to me is not the way He will speak to you. What God will call me to do is not what He'll call you to do. He may call you to preach like He's called me to preach, but He won't call you to preach the same way. Because of our individuality, God says, this is the way it is. I've created you as individuals. Therefore, I will treat you as individuals. And I will welcome you into my kingdom as an individual. But as an individual, this is what I want you to do. I want you to individually unite together so that you can represent my Son and glorify His name while on earth. And that's called His church, the church. That's what I want you to do. Well, throughout our life, we have problems in many different aspects and in many different areas of where we live, how we live, the people we live around. But what you and I need to get straight is this. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way life is. Did you ever tell somebody, look, I'm just the way I am? Maybe you weren't that tough in saying it. I'm just whoever I am. I am who I am. Well, you see, you didn't get that comment by chance. That's scriptural. I guarantee you, not a one of you, including your pastor, picked your parents, right? Doesn't happen that way. That's just the way it is. Well, you were born into the world and look at your situation. That's just the way it is. Watch me if the need arises to change that situation in my life through the power of Almighty God. That's just the way it is. That's awesome. Love of God. That's the way it is. Jesus Christ remains the whole only answer to every problem and every situation in your life. That's just the way it is. You cannot change the way it is, because the way it is had been established by Almighty God. He created it all, and He can doodle what He wants to with it. That's right. That's just the way it is. But something God did that man could not do. God loved us so much, He wanted to save us from ourselves. He knew when He was creating us the mess we were going to make in life. And we have made some messes, haven't we? Now, everybody doesn't know about those messes. And it's none of their business about those messes. So don't feel like that you're duty-bound to go tell them all the bad you've ever done. Talk to the Lord. He doesn't blab it everywhere. Now, it's just the way it is. Your belief equals your faith. Your belief equals your faith. Believing makes you right with God. Let me tell you something about Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, the Hebrew nation. Abraham was born in idolatry. Abraham worshiped idols. He grew up in idolatry. God looks at Abraham, and God looks at this man who was born in idolatry, raised in idolatry, worshiped idols, and God said, Abraham, I am your God. And the Scripture says it this way, Romans 4, verse 3. For the Scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Belief equals faith. When you believe God, God says, I count you as being faithful. God says, That makes you right with me. So let me ask you this for yourself. Answer it in your own mind, in your own heart. Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Do you believe there is a God? Well, you can't believe God if you don't believe there is a God. So do you believe God? And if you believe, if your answer is yes, I believe God, then God says, then you are made right with me. You're made right with me. For the scripture tells us Abraham believed God and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Where did he get the faith? Through believing. A gift from God. Do you know that everything that goes on in your life is a gift from God? Do you know that that air you're breathing right now is a gift from God? Each heartbeat that goes on in your body is a gift from God. But Brother Larry, sometimes, you know, I hurt so bad, I just don't want it to beat anymore. Yes, people say that quite often. Well, let me tell you something. That's just the way it is. I don't have a choice. I'm made right with God. Therefore, I trust God. And if God thinks my heart ought to keep beating again, then that's the way it is. It's going to beat. It doesn't matter what the world says about you, about your situation, about what's going to happen to you. God said if you belong to Him, He will watch over you, He will direct you, He will lead you through, He will bring you right through the pits of hell itself. And many people feel like they're right in the midst of hell so often. And frankly, you are. Life's not easy. And then, knowing that life's not easy, you have people around you. Lord, I was doing pretty good, me and you. And then look at the people around me. Lord, I got a problem with people sometime. They don't like me. And Lord, I don't like them. I remember a preacher got up to preach one morning. His wife woke him up I'd already messed up the punchline on that one. Anyway, he didn't want to go to church and says, I don't want to go because nobody likes me and I don't like them. And the wife finally says, but you got to go. You're the pastor. And there's more to that than you know in so many churches. Your pastor happens to love you all. I care. And each one of us need to understand, as a Christian, that's just the way it is. You got to take me with all of my lumps and bruises and all of my sometimes words that come out that shouldn't have and stuff in life, dealing with it. God says, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. I believe God. And God said, that makes me right. Then you know what He does? He looks at your heart and He looks at my heart and He says, now listen, because you are right with me, I'm going to save you. And I'm going to send my grace. Now think of it. Everything so far that had happened to Abraham, God gave him. All Abraham said was, I believe you, God. I will do what you tell me to do. And the Lord says, okay, I'm going to bring for you and to you salvation. What does that mean, Lord? You know, when you don't realize you're lost, when you don't realize you're broken, and somebody mentions to you, you know, I'm going to save you. And you'll get the same type of questions that I was asked in my early years of ministry. You're going to save me from what? I don't need saving from anything. And my answer was always, I can't save you either. I'm telling you that I'm born again. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. If nothing else, ma'am, I'm saved from myself. Jesus saved me. But look at the scripture here. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved. Now, grace is unmerited favor. That means I don't have anything to do with that. That's a gift from God. That's a direct gift from God. Grace. Unmerited favor. So by grace you have been saved through faith. Who gave me the faith? God. Look at all of those gifts. For God so loved the world that he gave. And 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 he keeps on giving. He is the God that loves us. That's what love does. I'm never going to give you anything else. Son, if you don't act right. Daughter, if you don't act right. I'm never going to give you anything else. 2 hours later, what do you need, honey? Sure. Why? That's called love. Love loves to give. Love loves to give. Giving is not a burden. When I say I love the Lord, then I want to give. Give of myself to the Lord. God doesn't need my money. God expects me to use what I've been given for his ministry. And he blesses you and he blesses me by doing that. You want more? Give more. I want more blessings in my life? How many blessings do I give away? How much of my life do I hoard the blessings that God has given me? The gifts. Well, I have a gift of music. Well, why aren't you up here singing? Why aren't you singing for the Lord if he gives you that gift? Why don't we do what God has called us to do? After all, nothing I have did I earn. Folks, I didn't earn grace. It's unmerited favor. Can't earn it. And I'll ask for those individuals who say, well, he fell from grace. How are you going to fall from something you didn't earn to begin with? That's right. And it was just given to you. You can't fall from grace. Because when grace seems to cease, more grace abounds. Amen. It's impossible. What's the problem then? Me. That's just the way it is. In your life and in my life, the greatest problem is you and me, not someone else. Well, they caused me to do this. Yeah, I remember we used to have the juvenile section at the jail. And, of course, over the weekend, our jail in Hardin County would be packed out. I have kids everywhere. And I learned something early in ministry. Nobody was ever the ringleader. Everybody fell in with the wrong crowd. Well, that's my son. He just fell in with the wrong crowd. Your son is the wrong crowd, dude. No, my daughter would never do anything like that. She was just with the wrong crowd. Think of it. When I was young, I caused every bit of the problem that went on in my life. And I just exactly like the ones today. Well, I must have been with the wrong crowd, because that was a get-out-of-jail-free statement. Because I'm not that kind of kid. Yes, I was. I remember having the big engineer boots walking through school, and I had the big horseshoe hill taps on it. And I thought it was so great in E-Town because you could see sparks fly as you walked. And I thought, man, that is so neat. And the principal and the teachers never did appreciate that. And that's where the truth is. You see, that's just the way it is. We do foolish things. We get caught up in the foolish situations. But God says, you're still mine. I'm going to put you in this world and I want you to live life. I want you to see all the ups and downs of life. And yes, Randy Kidder, you're going to be the cause of a lot of the ups and downs that are going on in your life. That's called life, isn't it? And then God says, but you're mine. I love you. I love you the way you are. And I'll always love you. Because you see, you believe me, and I'm going to bless you with grace. I like that. I love grace. You know when God will normally remind you of it? When you're not giving any grace to somebody else. When you're not being merciful to someone else. How can I cry out to God to show me so much mercy if I refuse to show mercy to others? That's just the way it is. You see, Jesus died on that cross for you and me. He gave all He had for you and me. And He said, whosoever calls on my name, I will in no wise turn away. That's just the way it is. And I like that way. Man can't send me to hell. Man can even trick me into hell. Because I know the one that turned the light on in my heart. I know the one that keeps it burning. That light in you, Christian, will never go out. Can't. Because it wasn't put there by man. It was put there when Abraham said, I believe. That was counted to him as righteousness. That's called faith. Faith. I believe. I have faith. So, for those of you who say, well, I don't have faith, do you believe God? Yes, you have faith. You have faith. Well, you know, yes, but my faith is not that strong. Do you believe God? Do you believe that when you said yes to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you're going to be in heaven? That's pretty strong, I'd say. Do you believe the Word of God when God says whosoever, and you are a whosoever, and you will come unto Him, and you have? Then, my friends, the way it is this. You are part of the kingdom of God. Count yourself as being there already. Yes, that's what Abraham was learning. Abraham learned a lot of lessons in his walk with God. He learned that when he walked in the wrong direction, he'd find himself in a mess. He learned this, though, mainly. He was called by God. God had blessed him. And man could not curse him. Man could curse at him. But the cursings that the world tried to place upon the Jewish nation is a foolish curse. For that curse shall return unto those who do the cursing. I do not believe that I have ever witnessed in my life such anti-Jewish nation as I see today. I don't believe I've ever heard so many people has come out and say how they hate the Jewish people and then they're praised by others. I don't understand it. I'm a Christian. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus was a Jew. When I said yes to Him, I became a Jew. Therefore, I will honor God's nation. If God wants to do something to them, let Him do it. You better keep your hands off of God's chosen. Because that's fact. That's just the way it is. Then Jesus, that God's Son equals your hope, Jesus delivers hope eternal. It's all in who Jesus is. When He went through all of this on the cross, He did that for you. Do you think that didn't mean anything to Him? Now, sometimes we may forget the depth of that. Jesus doesn't forget it any more than He forgets the depth of His love for you as an individual. Lord, I messed up big time. I guess you don't love me anymore. You're mad at me. God doesn't get mad at you. God does not ever withdraw His love from you. We're the ones that mess that part up. And we feel like He has. Oh, God has abandoned me. That's not scriptural. That's not scriptural. You can try to find out with plop. That's not scriptural. But people seem to use it, don't they? Think of that. Titus 3, verse 4 through 7. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared. You getting it? He saved us, not because of righteous things that we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. So that having been justified, how? By His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Life eternal. Eternal hope. And I didn't have a thing to do with it. It's all a gift from God. And Abraham showed us the beginning. The beginning of the nation of God. Do you know what that nation was made up of? All that was left over. Abraham put together the nation of God. And guess who they were and where they came from? They were the people, the vagabonds. They were the individuals that no other nation wanted. And God said, "That's my people. That's my nation." And when did that nation get in trouble? When the people of that nation stopped believing the fact, the truth about God. Abraham believed God, and it made him right with God. And he sent Jesus to save us. Every bit of it's done because God loves us. And the power He gives us, all folks, if we would only recognize just partially, try to get a glimpse. Now I want you to think of this. Jesus said this. I want you to think of it. I want you to think of all the miracles that Jesus ever performed. I want you to think of all that went on throughout Scripture, throughout the New Testament and the Old. All the greatness of the power of God. Jesus, when He's getting ready to go be with God the Father and be at His right side, waiting for us to come, because He's building us a place, preparing us a place. Boy, and that's a place to live, isn't it? Prepared by the hands of God. Woo! That's going to be a beautiful place. And Jesus says, "Now listen to me, my church. All the things you've seen me do." Now listen. Jesus says, "You can do," and then He adds, "and even greater things than these will you be able to do." And yet when we look at the church today, we think, well, they don't do anything. Well, it's not because of the lack of power or authority.
That's right.
It's because we've chosen not to do anything. Whether it's with sickness, do I believe in miracle healing? Sure, I believe in miracle healing. Sure. Can you believe that God touches people like that and can make them see and all? Yes, I do. Well, how come He's not doing it? Who said He wasn't? You think God's going to put on a show for us? He said, "An evil and perverse generation seeks after a sign, but I'll give you no sign except for the sign of Jonah." And people have spent generations trying to figure out, what does He mean? What does He mean? Amen. I'm going to prove to you how much I love you. It's called a death, burial, and resurrection. Do you know that Jonah, one of the cries that he made from the belly of the hell, of the whale, of the giant monster fish we call a whale. He said it this way. It's Jonah. "And out of the belly of hell cried I, and you heard my voice." That's power, don't you think? "Out of the belly of hell cried I, and you heard my voice." That's love. That's my Savior. That's my God. That's my King. And that's just the way it is. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your great salvation. Father, we praise your name and ask that you will give us the wisdom to follow you and to just trust you, Father. Trust you that you've already taken care of it. To trust you, Father, that you've already taken care of the messes in our life. All we have to do is acknowledge and watch it be clean as we walk towards you. Father, have mercy on your nation, on your people, on your world. Father, give us the wisdom to continue to follow you in all you call us to do. Let your will be our will, and let your will be done. For you have told us that's just the way it is. Help us to believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.